Alright folks, welcome back to the Lonely Ladder. Today's climb might feel a little different. We're not tackling corporate jargon or networking nightmares, though those are always good topics. Today, we're getting personal. We're diving into something that can feel pretty darn powerful. Positive affirmations. Ever felt like you just needed a little extra pep in your step? Like maybe the world is whispering doubts in your ear, and you need to shout back with some serious self-love? Yeah, me too. That's why we're unpacking this tool. It's not about becoming some delusional Pollyanna, but it's about consciously rewiring your brain for more confidence. First up, understand that affirmations aren't just magic words you throw out there and hope for the best. They're deliberate statements you repeat to yourself, planting seeds of belief in your subconscious. Think of it like a mental workout, training your mind to see the good in yourself and your abilities. Secondly, keep it real, folks. Don't just blurt out things that feel hollow or forced. We're not talking about, I am a billionaire genius. If you haven't quite cracked the code on managing a budget, start with smaller, achievable affirmations like, I am capable, I can learn and grow, or even, today, I choose to focus on my strengths. Third, get specific. Instead of saying, I'm confident, try something like, I am confident in my ability to ace this presentation, or, I believe in my skills to handle this challenge. Specificity brings your affirmations to life and makes them more impactful. Now, the magic happens when you repeat these affirmations consistently. Like any good habit, it takes time and effort. Write them down, say them out loud, even set reminders on your phone. Make those positive vibes a part of your daily routine. And here's a pro tip. Imagine yourself already embodying those qualities you're affirming. Visualize success, feel the confidence surge through you. It's like acting as if you already possess what you desire. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who constantly doubts her worth. She struggles to pitch her ideas, convinced they're not good enough. Then, she starts incorporating affirmations into her routine. I am a creative powerhouse, my ideas are valuable and deserve attention. She visualizes herself confidently presenting her designs, receiving praise, and feeling the satisfaction of knowing her skills shine through. Sarah begins to believe in herself more, speaks up with newfound confidence, and ultimately lands a dream client. See? It's not just about positive thinking. It's about actively shaping your mindset and believing in your power. So remember, folks, climb that ladder of confidence one affirmation at a time. Be specific, be consistent, and visualize yourself already achieving those goals. You got this. And don't forget to share your favorite affirmations with me on social media. Let's spread the positivity together. Until next time, keep climbing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.